Hello again. It is Saturday, February 19th, 2022, and welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. As always, it's so great to be with you and to have the opportunity to share the message of empowerment with people all around the world. I thank you for taking the time out of your life, your day, your schedule to join us here for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. I want to first of all pause and just say thank you first of all to any new listeners that may be tuning into the podcast. I'm so excited about the opportunity to do life with you and to serve you in the days to come. The Jamel Sanders podcast was created over a decade ago to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week through captivating stories and intriguing guests, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. And so I thank you for taking the time to be with us. I want to say hello to my Apple Podcast family. Be on the lookout. We have some exclusive content coming to Apple. I would like to say hello to my Spotify family that continues to grow. We saw some phenomenal growth in numbers with Spotify last year. Hello to my Stitcher family. I appreciate you sticking with me all these years. Hello to my Google Podcast family. I'm so grateful that I get to do life with you. Hello to my iHeartRadio family. I am a huge fan of iHeartRadio and so honored to be on the platform. Hello to my Amazon Music and Audible family. So wherever you get your podcast, wherever you're listening, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to do life with you and to serve you. And I'm so excited about the days to come and the changes that we're making to this experience to better serve you in the days to come. We are improving our audio experience, and so I'm super excited about this opportunity to better serve you and to help you in the days to come. So definitely stay tuned. I don't want to take too much time. I want to kind of delve right into this today, but I do want to recommend one resource to you. Everybody knows that I have recently released my 10th book, Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. This book really delves into a prophetic vision that I had for the next 20 years. And in this vision, I begin to see industries and systems, institutions, nations, governments, all being impacted. And a few weeks after this vision, COVID-19 hit the world. And so I began to pen this book because I feel like it's so important that leaders remain on the cutting edge and that you have the resources and the tools to help you navigate moments of uncertainty and change in the world. And so this book really delves into parts of my vision. Some of it was too much to put in the book. You don't want to frighten people. But I put a lot of it into the book. I gave you some insights that I believe will help leaders to navigate times of crisis and change. I delve into the DNA of game changers and the characteristics that you're going to need to help move the world forward. I talk a lot about visionary leadership and so many other concepts. If you are a high school senior, a college senior, or somebody that's just in transition in your life and career, read this book. I really delve into a lot of the industries and the changes that are coming, the industries that are going to shrink and contract, and so much more in this book. So definitely you can get a copy through Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors have access to Next. I believe it's going to resonate with you in a big way, and you're going to get some value out of it. And thank you so much to every person that has already supported the book. I also encourage you to leave a review. That helps us tremendously in getting the word out about the book as well. And really, really quickly, I want you to stay tuned. Our book club is going to be premiering that episode real soon, talking about our latest selection from Trent Shelton. So we're going to share more information about that with you real soon. But what I want to do, I want to take a very quick break, and I want to jump right back into this topic today. We'll be right back. All right, so welcome back to the show. I just have one ask of you. If you've ever benefited in any way from this podcast or has ever had any type of impact or resonance with you, I want to ask you to do me one small favor, and that is to leave a review. I know that you can leave a review on Apple and also Spotify now as well. So definitely leave a review. Be honest. If you don't like the podcast, that's fine too. But we love to hear your feedback. It helps us tremendously from the vantage point of understanding how this is resonating with people, as well as exposing it to more people so that they can hear about the podcast as well. So thank you in advance for taking that time to leave a review. So we've been in the middle of a series called Commitments, Charting the Course to Changing Your Life, and this is part 3. In our last episode, we really delved into the power of choices and how our choices begin to construct the world and the reality in which we live. It was a very intriguing conversation with, I believe, a lot of great takeaways and aha moments that we can all begin to apply to our lives as we endeavor to create a life of greater success and prosperity and meaning in the days to come. And so we're in a very interesting time. We're coming to the end of February. We know this is the shortest month of the year, and we're getting very close to ending the first quarter of 2022. As I've been talking with my clients and mentees and people that I advise around the world, I'm really encouraging them to remain focused and very strategic about this time. I believe that how you enter a cycle will ultimately determine how you end a cycle. I don't look at life in years and months and days. I look at life in cycles. If you've studied my work, I've told you that there are about 30 different prophetic life cycles, and we could even expand that out even more. But every cycle and every season of our lives have significance, and so many people have not really taking the time to discern the significance of seasons and moments in their lives. One thing you'll learn about me if you've read anything that I've ever written is that I believe that part of the reason that I've been successful in the things that I've been able to do is because I know how to discern seasons and moments of meaning and significance. And so many people are constantly in the path of opportunities, but because of the obscurity of their vision, they don't have the ability to see the opportunities and the possibilities and the new horizons that are around them. And they will sit down and say that I don't have any opportunities in my life. And the reality is that they've had plenty of opportunities. They just were not perceptive enough to take advantage of those opportunities. And so we spent a lot of time delving into the power of your choices and how those choices impact your life. And I don't even have time to really delve into all of that today, but I hope you'll go back and listen and that it'll be of some value and benefit to you in the days to come. Today, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're not delving into choices anymore, but today we're going to really delve into something that I believe is so important. And that is this thing called cycles or patterns in our lives. A lot of people go into a new year with great excitement and anticipation of the possibilities of that year and the promise that that year holds in their lives. But what people don't understand is that just because you get a new calendar, your life does not magically change. Change is methodical. Change is strategic. Change is intentional. Change is something that will require your undivided attention and focus. And so if this year is going to be different for you, it's going to be because you live by design and not default. And ultimately, it's going to be because you made the decision to break cycles in your life. You know, when I talk about cycles with people, so many people do not even realize that they're living in a cycle. And as I begin to sit down and have conversations with them, What I do is I make it my intention to begin to unpack that person's life. I tell them to walk me through this decade, walk me through these experiences and these moments. And we begin to discover fairly quickly that a lot of things in their lives are very much the result of patterns and cycles. And what I tell people is that a cycle is neither good or bad, it's a cycle. And what you have to do, you have to be discerning enough to go into your life and to discover what's not working about your life, how you can change it, and what you can do to ultimately move your life from where you are to where it is that you want to be. And so I believe that this episode today is going to be so important for you, because you have to make a very intentional decision to break some cycles in your life so that you can move your life to the next level, and you can make this the year that those plans, those dreams, those desires that have been lying dormant on the inside of you can begin to become reality, and you can live the life that you were truly created and destined to live. So I hope that you will really lock in with me today, because this is really going to be good. First of all, I want you to understand this. You will live your life ruled by patterns until you have a paradigm shift. I want you to write that down. You will live your life ruled by patterns until you have a paradigm shift. Now, all of the work that I do, not just in business, but with leaders and developing people's potential around the world, everything begins with this whole concept of paradigm. And so many people, you know, I remember when I gave my first keynote on paradigms years ago, I cannot even tell you the hours of study that went into that. Not just biblical study, I'm talking about studying some of the archives of Harvard University, some of the top psychologists and different individuals in the world. It was a lot of study, and it was a lot of study because I really wanted to get this right, because I knew that this was something that had revolutionized my life, but I wanted it to change other people's lives as well. And so I put so much into it because I realized that nothing shifted in my life until I shifted my paradigm. I mean, we can have all the good intentions, we can make all the positive affirmations, we can have all the good vibes that we want to give off in the world, but the reality is that a lot of the predicaments in our lives are the product of our paradigm. I want you to get that. A lot of the predicaments in our lives are the product of our paradigm, and if we don't take the time to address the things that we are thinking, we are going to continue to live in those same cycles of frustration and failure. And so what I have never understood for the life of me is why people set all these resolutions for the year. They want to accomplish all of these things, and we never stop to realize that your resolutions will not work without a renewed mind. I want you to write that down, tweet it, whatever. Your resolutions are not going to work without a renewed mind. And so I talk to so many people, and they come to me, and I can tell they're so frustrated because they feel like their lives are not working, they're not making the progress that they want, they're not seeing the results that they want to see, and the reality is that their lives are not working because they do not understand, they do not realize that nothing is going to work in your life until you begin to address the way that you're thinking. And what we don't realize is that every path, every prophetic juncture, every prophetic trajectory, every prophetic intersection, that we reach in our lives is linked to a paradigm. And so if your thoughts brought you here, what do your thoughts have the ability to bring you into? So many people today say, oh, Jamel, you're so deep and so profound, and I'm trying to follow you because you're on a different level. And what you don't realize is that you're hearing the product of years of work, years of growth, years of development. I realize that if my thoughts brought me there, my thoughts could bring me into more. I realize that if my thoughts could bring me into more, my thoughts could bring me into mastery. It could bring me into a place where my life and work is respected around the world. not just in the spiritual community, but in secular circles as well, where I have gotten the reputation of a respected thought leader. I've been recognized as an iconic voice, even by the Huffington Post and other media outlets. All of that came as a result of transforming the way that I think. It was not just magic. I didn't just wake up one morning and everything about my life changed. It began to change as I realized that every prophetic intersection in my life, every path, every journey, every step can be linked back to a paradigm. And so that's why I spent so much time in the last episode dealing with the power of our choices, because I want us all to begin to understand and to realize that nothing is going to change in our lives until we begin to deal with our psychological construct. And so if you want to break out of a cycle, you got to understand that you're going to live ruled by patterns until you have a paradigm shift. Now, this is what I've discovered on my journey. I've discovered that patterns paralyze your potential and they steal your power. A lot of people will come to me and they say, Jamel, my life is not working. And when they say that to me, I say, okay, let's simplify that. Why? Because simplification is the womb of solutions. So many times we make our lives so complex, and that complexity creates the confusion that perpetuates these cycles and patterns in our lives. And so I say, simplify that for me. What about your life is not working? Because everything about your life can't be inoperative or inactive or not working properly. There has to be something that is working. So let's clarify what's not working about your life so that we can begin to address how we can fix this and make it better. And so what we begin to realize is that these areas that are not working are often the result of a pattern that has paralyzed our potential and has stolen our power. And one thing I know to be true, because my work is highly concentrated in human development and the development of human potential, you are not going to realize your potential. You are not going to take your personal power back. You are not going to make progress in your life if you do not begin to deal with patterns. That is the purpose of a pattern. A pattern wants to keep you stuck, keep you stagnant, keep you stale, so that ultimately you cannot walk in the strength of who you are and be everything that you were created to be. And so you have to make a very quality decision that you are not going to be defined by this, you are not going to be imprisoned to this, and you are not going to become powerless or susceptible to this. And so in order for that to happen in your life, you have to make a very quality decision that you are not going to allow this pattern to paralyze you and to rob you of the power and the possibilities of what your life can become. Let me also say to you that it's not enough for you just to identify a pattern, but you have to take the time to define the origin of this pattern, to study the cyclical flow of this pattern, and ultimately you have to determine how can you deconstruct this so that you can break this pattern in your life. Recognition of a pattern without the reversing of a pattern is just a repeat. Let me say that again. Recognition of a pattern without the reversing of a pattern is simply a repeat. And so most people, as you've heard me say, are living their lives on repeat over and over. Every year is a prophetic fulfillment of the year before, and there's no true progress or advancement happening in their lives because, first of all, they have not taken the time to get clear about what these patterns are and how they can ultimately break these patterns in their lives and they can be more successful. And so I've discovered that a pattern that is never interrupted will immobilize your life. And so a lot of people say, I begin to feel powerless or I feel stuck, like my life is not moving. And what they don't realize is that the pattern has to be interrupted. And so what I always tell people to do is, you don't begin to change the language and change the vocabulary, this will become a cycle of victimization that rules you for the rest of your life. And so when you see that pattern showing up, What are you doing to interrupt it or disrupt it? Because whatever you don't disrupt will define your life. Write that down. Whatever you do not disrupt will define your life. And so a lot of people, because they won't disrupt it, it's defining them. And they have given all their power to this thing, all their energy to this thing, and it has consumed every facet of their lives. And so you have to make a decision that 2022 is the year that you're going to interrupt the pattern. Don't just set resolutions and goals and set some affirmations and get excited and never go anywhere in your life. This is the year you got to interrupt the pattern. If you want to make progress, determine what is not working. How did you get there? How can I deconstruct this and change this to move my life from where I am to where I want to be? See, this is the type of stuff that nobody wants to talk about. Everybody, when I came into the space, and everybody knows I'm not a coach. I don't want to be associated with coaching. I don't want to be labeled as a coach. I'm not a coach. I am a thought leader. I am a leadership specialist. I am a developer of leaders. Because let me tell you the issue that I've seen with the coaching space and why I don't really want to be associated with that space. I've seen so many people that have been coached and coached and coached, and no change and transformation is happening in their lives. Every month they're paying into programs and systems, but I don't see any real progression happening. And that's not my assignment. I like progress. I like to see people growing, developing, reaching their potential, doing meaningful and significant things with their lives and in the world. And so I made a very quality decision that I was going to distance myself from that, and I was going to instead focus on helping people fulfill their purpose, realize their potential, and make a massive impact in the world. And I realized that in order for that to happen in most people's lives, they're going to need something other than a coach. They're going to need a specialist. They're going to need trainers. They're going to need developers, people that will push them beyond the brinks of their limits. Most people settle for a second-class life because there is nothing that pushes them to beyond the brinks of their limitations. And so we make people very comfortable, and it's nothing wrong with comfort, but comfort is the enemy of change. And all of these great things we want to do, we want to achieve, we want to become, we never become those things because nobody challenges us. I mean, yes, it's good to get some inspirational quotes, but I didn't change my life by inspirational quotes. I didn't change my life by positive thinking and positive affirmation. I changed my life by beginning to address those thoughts, those toxic thoughts, toxic emotions, those inner dialogues and monologues and inner cycles that were keeping me from progressing in my life. We don't do the real work. We do all of this ostentatious stuff that really doesn't do anything in terms of the transformation of our lives. And then when somebody hears from me, they say, oh, that's too much. That's not it. But these are the very things that are going to empower you to make progress and to do the things that you really desire to do. And so what you have to do is not allow the familiarity of a pattern to make you forfeit your potential. Write that down. Don't allow the familiarity of a pattern to make you forfeit your potential. When I talk to most people, and I know this from personal experience, the reason we become very comfortable with patterns in our lives is because they don't demand us to change. And more than that, our patterns bring security to our lives, but our breakthroughs require us to become vulnerable and insecure. Let me say that again. Our patterns bring a certain level of security to our lives, but to get the breakthroughs that we want, we have to become vulnerable and insecure, and that's what we don't like. We like to be in control of everything. We want to know all the inner workings and, you know, all of the inner plans of a thing, but we don't like it when we have to get into that place of uncertainty. And uncertainty is where growth begins. Comfort is where growth ends. But being uncomfortable is where growth begins. And so you have to constantly remind yourself that every upgrade of your life is going to demand you to become uncomfortable. And so what uncomfortable thing are you going to do to make 2022 the most uncommon year of your life? You got to do something different. If you do what you have always got done, you're going to get what you have always gotten. And I'm going to tell you what that is: more cycles of frustration, more cycles of failure, more cycles of defeat, more lack of progress, more lack of growth, more lack of development. You got to be willing to do something different, and you got to break the cycles of familiarity in your life this year. It feels good, it's comfortable, but guess what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you want to conquer new frontiers, you got to have the ability to leave the shores of what has been comfortable and convenient for you. I know it's not easy, it's difficult. But as you've heard me say, as I said in my autobiography, Unbreakable, every next dimension in life is going to demand a different you. And so if you want to be in a constant state of growth and evolution, you're going to have to make a very conscious decision to keep growing, and you're not going to grow in comfortable places. So make the decision that you're going to get uncomfortable so that you can live at the next level. No pattern can persist in your life without your permission. I want you to get that. No pattern can persist in your life without your permission. So what has been very fascinating to me is that a person will come and sit down and talk with me, and they'll say, you know, oh, I believe that my background is why I'm not further. I believe that this condition is why I'm not further. My family, this is why I'm not further. The reality is that that pattern cannot persist in your life without your permission. So we can try to get deep and philosophical. We can try to blame everybody else for why we're not where we want to be. But the reality is that you have permitted this thing to persist in your life, and it will continue to persist until you do something to change it. And so this is the year. What one thing can you change that can change everything? You can change a pattern in your life. And if you will change a pattern in your life, you will create progress, you will create breakthroughs, you will create shifts, you will create transformation. You will see incredible things begin to happen in your life as a result of you making that decision, okay? Next, you have to realize that no cycle will be broken in your life without confrontation. What I know to be true is that all change in life, I want you to hear me, all change in life is initiated by confrontation. What do you need to confront in order for change to happen in your life? You know, we say a lot of things, and we want this and we want that, and we want to accomplish this and we want to accomplish that. But the reality is that nothing is going to change about your life until you make the decision to change it. And the reality is that nothing is going to change without confrontation. Whatever you are avoiding, you are choosing. Let me say that again. Whatever you are avoiding, you are choosing. Whatever you are avoiding, you are accommodating. And so what do you need to stop avoiding, and what do you need to address that is going to cause your life to advance and to begin to go to the next level? This is the year of confrontation. This is the year that we got to begin to collide with some things. There are some giants in your life that you got to conquer this year once and for all. You can't keep telling yourself these little sad stories and woe is me, because the only thing that's happening in those stories, we are losing time and we are being robbed of the gift of transformation. Transformation is a gift that every human being has access to, but very few choose. Write that down. Change is a gift that every human being on this planet has access to, but very few people choose it. We don't like to choose it because change is never easy. Change is going to test our limits. It's going to push our boundaries. It's going to force us out of what has been familiar and comfortable to us, but it's also going to produce the rewards and the results that we really want to see in our lives. And so this is the year to confront the things that have been confronting you. Nobody can answer that for you. But what things do you need to confront in 2022 to move your life out of neutral and into overdrive? This is what I want you to do. There's so much. I hope I can get through this in the time I have left. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to, first of all, stop living your life in denial. Listen to this. Denial may provide a moment of belief, of relief, excuse me, but it will never reverse a cycle. Let me say that again. Denial may provide a moment of relief, but it will never reverse a cycle. Most people think they want relief. You don't really want relief. Every person craves revolution, but revolution does not come through relief. Revolution comes when you make a courageous, conscious decision to reverse a cycle. And so no more denial. This is the year that you're going to have to stop living in denial, and you're going to have to confront some harsh realities and truths about your life if you want to see things change. The next thing I want you to do is stop delaying the action you need to take to shift the direction of your life. Let me say that again. Stop delaying the action that you need to take to shift the direction of your life. Let me tell you why I'm kind of against coaching in a lot of ways. One of the reasons that I kind of became frustrated with life coaching in that whole space and industry is because most people know exactly what they need to do to change their lives. So what a person does, they will pay all this money, they will get into a program, they will get really fired up and inspired, but that program failed to address a critical area. And the thing that that program failed to address is the very actions that the person needs to take to transform their lives. So I've seen people come to me, they are super excited, they got their workbooks, they got their affirmations, they got all these breakthrough exercises and things, and I ask them what is the current state of their lives, and they kind of get quiet. They say, oh, I'm working on it. And you've been in coaching for how long? And you're still working on this? Have you moved toward this? Have you taken action toward this? And, you know, some people get really offended and tense, but what is the purpose of your coaching if you're not progressing and moving forward? It's good to motivate people and inspire people, but you need more than motivation and inspiration. You're not inspired and motivated every moment of your life, and don't let anybody tell you that they are. There are hard days. There are difficult days. There are days you don't want to get out of the bed. There are days you don't feel like doing it, but those are the moments that define your success and greatness in life. And people, you have got to stop delaying the action you need to take to shift the direction of your life. You know what you need to do. You don't need to read 50 more books. You don't need 85 more confirmations. You don't need another $3,500 coaching session that is not really helping you because you're still not making progress. You got to take action after you've read all this information. See, we get stuck in that analysis paralysis stage. Some people call it imposter syndrome. I call it excuses, and excuses over execution always equals failure. You call it whatever you want, but at some point you have to take the action that is going to move your life from where you are to where it is that you want to be. And the more you delay that action, the more frustrated you get, the more despondent you get, the more hopelessness begins to set in, because you're not doing what you need to do to move your life to the next level. I can't stay there. Then you have to stop defending the things that are destroying your life. You know what I'm talking about. Those things that we continue to make space for that keep us in cycles of shame, guilt, condemnation, things that give our personal power away. You have to make a decision to deal with those areas in your life. Nobody can deal with them for you. You've got to confront those things, and you got to stop making space for them. Stop making excuses for it. Do the work. Conquer the things that you need to conquer so that you can move your life from where you are to where it is that you want to be. I'm telling you, the longer you defend it, the more you are denying yourself of the change, the transformation, the growth, the breakthroughs, the shifts, the pivots that you want to see happen in your life. And so this year, stop defending the things that are destroying your life. Then you got to do this. You got to start deciding what is next for your life. because we're talking about patterns. If we're going to break out of a pattern, most people are living their lives. Their lives are a reflection of what they've rehearsed, and they have rehearsed that pattern over and over. They can tell you that narrative and story with their eyes closed. Okay, how are we going to break out of this? We've talked about stop living in denial. Stop delaying the action. Stop defending the things destroying your life. Then you got to start deciding what is next for you. It's time to write a new chapter. 2022 is not going to be different because of some declaration and affirmation. It's going to be different because you design it and you decide that it's going to be different. So what different thing are you going to do to produce different outcomes in 2022? I want you to spend some time thinking about that. What is next for your life? We know the narrative. We know the story. We know the victimization. We know the powerlessness. But what are you going to do to move from powerless to powerful? What are you going to do to move from effort to a place of energizing and empowerment and success? You got to decide what's going to be next for you. And then this is the year that we must make the decision to confront the giants in our lives. There's so much I could say in the time that we have left, but I want to get these very practical truths to you that I hope will help you in charting the course to changing your life as we deal with cycles today, okay? In order to confront the giants in your life, you got to do a few things. Number one, you got to first of all identify the giant. Stop talking around the issue and confront the issue. So many times we speak about our lives in generalizations, and generalizations, are enemies of growth. Specificity is a key to shifting cycles and seasons in your life. And so stop talking around it and identify what that thing is that needs to change. See, this is what we do. We do all this motivation, inspiration. We pile it on top of the giant, and we never confront the giant that needs to be confronted for change to happen. So this is the year I want you to identify what the giant is in your life once and for all. Stop addressing the symptoms of the giant and get to the root of the giant. Write that down. Stop addressing the symptoms, because a lot of our behaviors are the offspring of a belief system. Let me say that to you again. A lot of our behaviors are the offspring of a belief system. So we're so focused on the activities that we're not getting to the belief system that has produced the activity. This is the year that you got to get to the root of the beliefs, the self-limiting beliefs, the self-limiting perceptions, the self-limiting ideologies and philosophies, the psychological constructs that have created the cycle. See, if we can get to the root of this, we can reverse it and you won't repeat it anymore. But as long as we continue to treat the symptoms, you're going to get the same over and over again. So identify the giant. Next, you have to build capacity for the giant. What troubles me with coaching today, and I love coaches, I don't have anything against coaches, but I'm just telling you a very real observation, is that we tell people of all these possibilities and all these things they can do and achieve in their lives, and we don't realize that success is the result of capacity. And it doesn't matter how inspired and motivated we get people, if they don't have the capacity to do a thing, they're not going to achieve it. And so people get frustrated and like, I don't understand what's going on. They told me if I make these affirmations and I jump up and down and do this, I'm going to be successful. And the reality is that you have to build the capacity for that giant. You can't just go confront a giant or a difficulty or a challenge in your life. You got to have the capacity for it. And we get defeated because we go into battles not developed. And you know how I feel about development. It is absolutely essential. You cannot go into the heat of battle and the heat of war and not be developed and think you're going to come out with the victory. Your enemy will always outsmart, outpace, outperform you because you were not prepared and developed for it. And so this is the year you got to build capacity for the giant. That means this goes beyond positivity, inspiration, motivation. You got to get some real skills and tools and tactics and strategies that are going to help you to be successful in your life. We got to get past all the hype and we got to get down to the hard work that is going to produce the transformation. Then you got to confront the giant. After you've built capacity, now you're ready to confront the giant in your life. And so this is the year to confront something. Confrontation is the womb of change. Confrontation shatters ceilings. It breaks barriers. It defies limitations. And so you have got to confront the giants that are standing in the way of your freedom, your progress, your success, and so much more in your life. And then you have to slay the giant. It's not enough to confront it. I want you to take the giant out. Destroy it. Deprive it of the right to live in your life ever again. Let me say that. Slaying the giant is depriving it of the right to live in your life ever again. That means I'm defeating you, and we're not going to talk about this anymore. We're going to move forward. We're going to make progress in our lives, and we're going to do some extraordinary things in the days to come. Giants do not fall because of intimidation or good intentions. They fall because of strength and strategy. Let me say it again. Giants do not fall because of intimidation or good intentions or even emotion. They fall because of strength and strategy. And so this is the year you need the strength and you need the strategy to slay the giants in your life and to get the victory once and for all. This is what I know. You can never allow the size of your giant to steal your faith, because whatever steals your faith steals your victory. And so stop looking at the size of your giant. Get the strength and the strategy. Develop the capacity that's going to move you from where you are to where it is that you want to be. I believe that this can be the greatest, the most powerful, the most fulfilling year of your life, but it's going to be up to you. What are you going to do to move your life from where you are to where it is that you want to be? I believe that this year is pregnant with promise, with potential, with promotion, with prosperity, with increase. But the reality of the situation is this. If this year is going to be different, this is the year that you are going to have to break some cycles in your life once and for all. And when you break those cycles, you need to replace those cycles with new cycles that are going to initiate victory and success for you in the days to come. Because it's not enough just to break one. If you don't break the cycle and replace that cycle, a new cycle will come in its place, and you'll find yourself in the same patterns and the same repeat over and over in your life. And so it's time for you to get the upper hand. It's time for you to get the advantage. It's time for you to win in every area of your life. This is the year that you are going to slay the giants once and for all. Giants fall. You have the ability to bring down every impossibility, every barrier, every limitation that has been standing in the way of your victory, your promotion, and your success. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about who you're becoming. I'm excited about the incredible destiny that is upon your life. And this is the year that you are going to begin to move into the fullness of your potential, and you're going to be everything that you were created and destined to be. And so I hope you've gotten some value out of this. We're charting the course to changing your life in 2022. I don't know how many parts this will be, because I feel like it's very detailed, and I feel like this is the year I really want to lay out some things that are going to help you to get your life to the next level this year. Not just motivation and inspiration, but I want to be very strategic and tactical this year, so that you can really begin to make those life shifts and changes that I know you desperately want to make. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope you will listen to this again, because it was a lot. It was a lot, and it was even more layers that I could have unpacked. But for the sake of time, I wanted you to understand the importance of breaking out of these cycles so that you can break your way into the change that you want to see in your life, and understanding that it's some work. It's not just going to happen by osmosis, but you have to be intentional about your success and your prosperity. And so thank you so much again for allowing me to do life with you today. I hope you've gotten some insight and that you'll join me again real soon for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. Be blessed.